AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Des Moines, Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says President Obama needs to work with Democratic allies on a trade bill that was rejected in the House.
To make sure we get the best, strongest deal possible, and if we don't get it, there should be no deal.
President Obama wants fast-track power so Congress can either accept or reject his trade deals, but they cannot change them. On the Republican side, Jeb Bush is expected to announce tomorrow he is running for president. He's already released a web video.
What we need is new leadership that takes conservative principles and applies them so that people can rise up. America's best days are in front of us, and we are going to lead the world.
Jeb Bush is expected to make the announcement tomorrow in Miami. This is day 9 of the search in upstate New York for the two convicted killers who broke out of prison.
The intense manhunt is focused on the fields and the Adirondack woods near the prison in upstate New York after the inmates' escape was apparently hampered by a prison worker's decision to back out as their getaway driver. Still, Governor Cuomo says David Sweat and Richard Matt could be anywhere.
We don't know if they are still in the immediate area or if they are in Mexico by now.
The men used power tools to break out. Prison worker Joyce Mitchell is accused of supplying them with some of the equipment needed. I'm Julie Walker.
The jump in gas prices has slowed down. Over the past 2 weeks, the jump is 3 cents a gallon to a nationwide average $2.87.
Gasoline demand, very strong, is nearly offset by our strong supply of gasoline.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices may start to drop. Severe flooding has killed at least 12 people in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Lions, tigers, and a hippo escaped from the Tbilisi Zoo. People are being told to stay indoors. This is AP Radio News. The comet lander Philae is awake. The European Space Agency says the space probe had been in hibernation for 7 months and communicated with Earth for about a minute. Scientist Monica Grady worked on the Philae project.
I was in a taxi when I heard the news, and when I got out of the taxi, I was moved to hug the taxi driver. I am just overwhelmed. I'm trembling. I am so happy.
She spoke to Sky News. The brief burst of communication contained 300 packets of data from the comet. Tonight in Oakland, it's Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers are tied at 2 games apiece. Steph Curry's Warriors won Game 4 in Cleveland.
That's why you play so hard during the regular season to have home court advantage, to be able to capitalize off of that in the situations like these. So we want to be able to take advantage of it.
The Warriors have lost twice in the postseason at home, including Game 2 against the Cavs. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.